This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing an inductive Bible study of 1 Chronicles 13 and 15, where the events related to David bringing the Ark of God to Jerusalem are described. We started by observing what the Bible says, then we tried to understand what it means. The third step is to answer the question, what difference should what was learned make in our lives? As I reflected on the mistakes David made on the first attempt to bring the Ark of God to Jerusalem and the success of their second attempt, I discovered some basic principles to keep in mind in my work and my worship of God. Enthusiasm and excitement in our work and worship are important. They're often the result of people finding agreement or unity as they tackle a task. There's synergism when people agree. But these dynamics can at times cause you to forget the other important element David originally mentioned, if it is the will of the Lord our God. Their impulsive response caused them to do the task in a way that felt natural to them. In fact, the way they tried taking the Ark of God back to Jerusalem was the way the Philistines would do it, put it on a cart pulled by oxen. They forgot God's instructions on how to do it and didn't inquire of God. When we worship in a way that feels right to us, we might generate a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. But if we neglect to ask God how He wants us to worship, our excitement and enthusiasm might be short-lived and shallow. Guard against impulsiveness in your work for God and your worship of God. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.